Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. More than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. More than 16 million family members and friends provide care to people with Alzheimer's and other dementias. In Wisconsin alone, there are more than 110,000 people living with the disease and 195,000 caregivers. With those numbers as a backdrop, a key fundraiser is coming in a few weeks in Rhinelander for the Alzheimer's Association. Outreach specialist Julie St. Pierre says the Walk to End Alzheimer's is the largest fundraiser each year for the organization. She says without the walk, they wouldn't have as many services.
Some of the things that are supported by the Walk to End Alzheimer's include family and caregiver education classes that we do in the community. We do general awareness classes about Alzheimer's disease, the symptoms, how it's diagnosed. We also host caregiver support groups. We do those in person. We also have a telephone support group. And so we couldn't do any of those things on a local level without our walk.
This year's walk is set for September 21st at 8 a.m. at Rhinelander High School. There's a 1 mile and 3 mile choice of routes that go through downtown Rhinelander. St. Pierre says they're looking for individuals and teams to sign up.
There's a number of different ways that people can get involved. The first is we usually encourage people to form teams, to bring together their family and friends and form a team. Or if people are not interested in forming a team but maybe just want to come as individual walkers themselves, they're also able to participate in the walk that way.
Julie St. Pierre says the best way to find out more information is go to the Alzheimer's Association website at alz.org/walk. And the Village Board of Spring Green will leave it up to voters to decide whether the breeding of dogs for medical research should be banned. The board will put an ordinance on the ballot next April. Jill and Clinton Kane are breeding the dogs at a facility in Spring Green right now, based on approval from the Sauk County Land Resources and Environment Committee. The Spring Green Plan Commission denied a permit application. Protesters have spoken against the plans, but denied being responsible for social media threats made against the couple. And teams from the Federal Emergency Management Agency have been following up on damage from storms in July in Barron and Polk counties. FEMA was checking to see if the damage was bad enough to qualify for federal aid. Federal investigators took closer looks at areas hit hard by severe storms the weekend of July 18th through the 20th. No indication has been given whether money from Washington will soon be on its way. They also will be in this region to look at storm damage as well. Executives with the Taiwan-based Foxconn Technology Group have been meeting with Wisconsin government officials. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss met with Foxconn Chair Young Liu and two other officials Wednesday. Governor Tony Evers was also among state officials getting an update on Foxconn's plans for its massive project in southeastern Wisconsin. Work is moving ahead on the flat screen manufacturing plant, but details of Wednesday's meeting were not disclosed. An Elk Mound man is facing charges after his 12th operating while intoxicated charge. Reports say emergency medical service personnel told police they found Keith Bondi passed out in the car at a Quick Trip on the North Town Hall Road last weekend. Police reportedly tested Bondi's blood alcohol level at nearly 3 times the legal limit. Bondi's driving privileges also had been revoked in 2016. He's being held on a $10,000 bond. The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon. Look for a slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly sunny, highs 74. Tonight, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 57. Then Friday, an increasing chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Chance of rain 70% and a chance of showers Friday night into Saturday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.